Good morning, good morning, all of my BSing and coffee listeners. So we're just going to dive right into this today because I am on a little bit of crunch time here. So we left off yesterday with the introduction of the Gabby Petito case. Of course, as many of you know, went missing and has been missing. Now, according to law enforcement, Gabby initially was the aggressor in an actual domestic violence dispute. Now, we'll go into more of that here shortly, but first of all, let's start off with the fact that Brian Laundry is now back home in Florida with his parents and refusing to talk. So he now actually has retained a lawyer, which possibly could be of that known. There's many speculations saying that maybe Brian has possibly threatened his parents, or maybe Brian did do it and just doesn't know how to say it. Obviously, he's going to continue to protect himself. Or maybe even Brian didn't do it, but he's scared that they're just going to actually put this on him when he really didn't do anything. So everything right now is so up in the air. But looking back at everything, being that they just released a statement, being that they just released raw footage, I'm going to tell y'all something today, guys. I just watched that video and it gave me chills. There's nothing super crazy in there other than a traffic stop and them talking. But the vibes that you get, I'd like to think that I was blessed with this sense. And it's crazy because my mom used to always tell us when we were younger, when somebody was a good friend and when somebody wasn't a good friend. And now that I'm older, I definitely understand what she means. If you watch this video, which you can totally get on Facebook or even on the actual like web, and Google raw footage of the Brian Laundry and Gabby Petito case, and you'll actually get to see. So they had a domestic violence dispute. Apparently, August 12th, they were separated that evening. For the remainder of the evening, Brian was put in a hotel by one of the police officers through their safe haven. And then she was actually told to take her van and stay elsewhere. So the officer chose not to charge Gabby because of some kind of code that didn't actually meet the criteria. Not only that, but they both mentioned that they were both suffering from some kind of anxiety, which in the report from the police, it's actually backed out, except so I don't know if it's just anxiety or it's a bipolar, but from a lot of understanding and a lot of comments and a lot of information that's been out there, from my understanding, it's actually something that has to do with their bipolar disorder. Now, apparently yesterday, when everything was going down right before all of this, Gabby's Instagram completely shut down. Like, it was gone. It was completely gone. Brian stopped following Gabby, and then all of a sudden, Brian's changing his pictures on his Instagram. So now we're sitting here and we're looking at this, and the only excuse of Gabby's page going down on Instagram is Instagram was supposedly saying that they unfortunately were trying to take down fake accounts, and Gabby's just happened to be one of them, which is crazy. Seems odd, being that she had so many followers, that she was on it honestly constantly, and being that it's such a nationwide, and I mean nationwide because it is all over the news, in various states and countries, I would honestly think that it's very weird that it went down. Maybe the police are looking into it. Maybe they had to take it down for a little bit to kind of see. The family now has also begun to post pictures of Gabby and Brian together. From my understanding, this is a tactic to get them to kind of loosen up and kind of gain confidence with the family, which is understandable. I can totally see where that is coming from, you know? So now we're sitting here still asking ourselves, like, where is Gabby? And where was she left? What happened to Gabby? Honestly, I just feel like this case is not going to have a good outcome. For some reason, I feel it deep down inside that this is just one of those cases where, you know, let me actually compare it. I feel like I get a lot of Chris Watt vibes from him. And if many of you have or have not heard, Chris Watt actually murdered his wife and his two young daughters. And this also took place in Colorado. It's very scary. It's just crazy how they have been manipulated somehow in their minds to think that these people are either out to get them or that their lives would be better without them, in the sense of doing away with them, when they easily could just separate, you know? And so I don't know, but y'all go look at that video and tell me what kind of vibes y'all get, because I totally get Chris Watt vibes from him. He just gives me the chills. He just looks so awkwardly, he just has this awkward feeling. It's weird. I don't know if it's because of the fact that maybe he is a little scared because they just argued, or maybe he's just a little upset but can't really show it. The actual police report made it look like Gabby was the aggressor. And they even say it several times, actually, throughout the footage. But if you actually sit there and look at it and dissect everything that you have in there, the way that Brian makes things look is the fact that he is trying to actually make it look like it's all of Gabby's fault. And, I mean, it could be, right? Who knows? But I don't know why. I just feel like there's something there. Personally, and, you know, I talked to my husband yesterday. We were talking about this, and I kind of mentioned it to him. And I was like, what do you think? What is the first thing that you would think if your spouse is missing and you come back and you retain a lawyer? And his first response was, the husband did something. The husband or the boyfriend or whoever it is, he's like, did something that they don't want to be in trouble for, that they're going to wait. He's like, probably to see if the actual cops are going to catch up or not. Let me tell you, I don't know if a lot of people have seen, but the last time she spoke with her family, she sent a text saying that she had spotty service and she was in Yosemite. Well, they weren't going to Yosemite. They were going to Yellowstone. And it's a little bit odd because, well, you're going to Yellowstone. And I don't know if there's a lot of you that know, but there is a place in Yellowstone that is called the Zone of Death. So it is definitely something to think about. It is scary. There's a lot of speculation around this. But if you actually sit down and look at everything together, you will definitely understand where we're coming from. And like, when I say we, on Facebook, if you actually go in and look up the Missing and Unidentified Facebook page, I'm actually a member of it and I absolutely love it. That is where I keep to up to date with everything, as well as the attempt to locate. However, it has a lot of very useful information along with a lot of timelines. And we will go further into detail of dissecting every little aspect of this case until we figure out exactly where Gabby's at. From my understanding, there is a search party already being built, if they're not already out there looking for her. The police department in Florida has now officially taken over the case. Initially, they had another, you know, agency having it because of the fact of where she was reported missing. However, they both reside in Florida. So Florida has taken over and they're asking Brian Laundrie to actually step forward and speak to them. They're trying to see if they can communicate with his lawyer to come forward and speak with him. Of course, many of you have probably seen or not seen, but his lawyer has actually made a statement stating that him and his family will remain on the back end of this. So they're going to just basically, they're saying that they're just going to sit back and watch how all of this plays out. And it's kind of a we'll see thing and then we'll let you know. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit fishy. Everything is a little bit fishy. Nancy Grace has now picked up this case, which is amazing because y'all know that she's an amazing person. I absolutely love Nancy Grace. She seems to get down to the bottom of things. She's been doing this for years. And she's picked it up now. And so I can't wait to see what she has to say as far as this case goes, because it's just very, very odd. I think I would be very concerned. He's not willing to help her family. He's at home, you know, like nothing with his parents. What about her? I wonder if when he lays in bed, he's not worried about what if she hasn't eaten? What if she's okay? What if she's not okay? What if something happened to her? He doesn't seem to be worried. And maybe that's because he seems very confident that something has happened to her. So this was just a little bit of a taste of that. But we will get more into that briefly into our next episode. and I will see you then. I just want to thank y'all once again for being a listener of the BSing and Coffee. I ask that you please continue to subscribe, like, and share. And we want to thank you once again. So your host, Alejandra, is out.